Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, has a number of traditions. كَمْ مِنْ سَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءُ وَالطَّمَعُ. That how many a faster, one who fasts, there are that experience nothing during their fasting but hunger and thirst. All that they benefit in fasting is hunger and thirst. This hadith illustrates that there's much more to acquire in the month of Ramadan. In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen states, "Sawmul qalb khayru min siyamil lisan," that the fasting of the heart is better than the fasting of the tongue. وَالسِّيَامُ اللِّسَانِ خَيْرٌ مِّن سِيَامِ الْبَطْنِ, and the fasting of the tongue is better than the fasting of the stomach. Although siyam here, the literal meaning is abstaining, or abstention. Here, abstention of the heart is better than that of the tongue, and the abstention of the tongue is better than that of the stomach. So here, there are three levels of fasting mentioned here, some being better than others. If during the month of Ramadan, you only fast a fasting of the stomach, it's only a minimum. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, how many a faster experience nothing but hunger and thirst? This shows that this is a bare minimum, and that Amir al-Mu'mineen expects much more, and that Allah is satisfied with much more. The more you acquire, the more you abstain, the more you fast, the more you would be acting on a par with Allah's satisfaction. Now, this idea of the month of Ramadan having fasts of different degrees, which have been alluded to in traditions, this has been extrapolated from the Quran. These degrees can be seen in various verses of the Holy Quran, where this talk of degrees, this talk of perfection in the holy month or of fasting. One of those verses, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. This is in relation to after giving birth to Nabi Isa. Immediately after being given birth to, Nabi Isa says to Lady Maryam that shake the trunk of the palm tree towards yourself, like pulling it to and from yourself, and they will fall upon you very ripe dates, fresh dates. So eat of those dates, Nabi Isa is saying to the mother. Drink, because there was also a stream there, and be contented, be cool about it. Literally meaning shed tears of joy, because when you shed tears, sometimes it's joys of sorrow and disappointment, sometimes it's tears of joy. Tears of joy are cool in nature, in temperament, in disposition. Tears of sorrow are warm in nature. Here is talk of let your eyes shed tears which are cool. So, and this means being contented. Be contented. And if anyone was to see you, you tell them that inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma. Say that I'm making a vow of abstention, a vow of fasting for the All Merciful, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does that comprise? Therefore, لَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَا. Therefore, I will not speak today with anyone. Why? Because she's fasting. It's a fasting of abstention, which entails not manifesting one's physical tongue and not speaking. Lady Maryam alayhi salam is fasting, but at the same time, she's eating and she's drinking a physical food and a physical drink. But in relation to fasting of the tongue, she stays on that path and she sticks to it. This shows that fasting of the tongue is more important than fasting of the stomach. Fasting of the stomach can be compromised with a justification, but fasting of the tongue should not be compromised with.